Today is a very special day.
March 23rd is National Puppy Day.
Today's show is chock full of puppies.
Can I get a puppy?
Who's my puppy?
A puppy.
A puppy.
Who's my puppy?
A puppy.
We've got puppies. We've got puppies.
Who's a good puppy? Who's a good puppy? You're the good puppy.
Hey, guys. You ready to let the dogs out?
It's National Puppy Day.
Yes, we are ready to let the dogs out.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
You know what makes everything better? A puppy! I tell you, when I get those puppy kisses in the morning, that's okay. It's time to get up, face the day. I can do it with my puppies. Yes. I got three of them. Doesn't matter how old they are. Yep. I did, actually, just a little while ago. Opened up the sliding glass door and woo! There they all go. Dogs just make life so much better. So much better. Unlike cats, always demanding attention or not letting you touch them. No. Puppies are always ready for attention. Love it. Now we've got the cat people versus the dog people. It's all about division, people. It is all about division. Thank you so much for being here. It's the Monica J. Show, and I've got some good stuff planned for you. I've got some scary stuff planned for you. But other than that, we're going to make it a great show. Because if you can take anything away from this show that helps you day to day, helps you get more involved in your community, especially with politics, then I feel like I've made a difference. And isn't that what we all really want? At some point in life, don't you stop and think, what am I doing here? Have I made a difference for anybody? You know what? Just you being here makes a difference. I know I'm getting all philosophical, but what can I say? I love life and you should too, despite everything that's going on around us. So I want to start the show off with a question. Do you know what a PSYOP is? A PSYOP. PSYOP. They are planned operations that convey selected information and indicators to foreign targets, audiences. Target audiences, TAs. Like you. You are my target audience. And it's all to influence emotions, motives, objective reasoning, and ultimately your behavior. Organizations, groups, and individuals. All of that. The purpose of a PSYOP, of all PSYOPs, is to create a neutral, a friendly, or a hostile group. All of those things I just mentioned, emotions, attitude, all to get that desired behavior that either supports what you're doing. Now, usually, it's the military that uses PSYOPs. What did Trump and Biden both say? That we are in a war? We're in a war footing? But who is that war really with? Is it with a virus? because you might remember I mentioned this back in February, that China's chief epidemiologist, he admitted that COVID-19 was never proven to exist. They haven't isolated what makes COVID-19 COVID-19. It could just merely be a variant of the common flu. Now, that is something that John Rappaport, who is a investigative journalist, has been saying, not since February of this year, but February of or March of last year. They kept asking and asking, what's the variant? What makes this the virus? But nobody ever had an answer. People fall in to two categories, in my opinion. Those who want to follow this guy and those who want to follow that guy. It's the same thing with Q and the Anons. About hope. About a purpose, something to believe in. White hats, black hats. It's all a psyop. What you should be focusing on is not Trump. If he's going to come back, if you know, he says now that he's going to start social media. That's great. I don't know. He's not announcing if it's going to be the one that Mike Lindell is starting up. But when people leave you crumbs and they just don't tell you what's going on, you should question what's going on. And focus on what we absolutely know. The fact that our legislature here in Nevada is trying to remove all of our rights, the rights of parents, the rights of gun owners, the rights of the average citizen to know what's going on with transparency. A bill I told you about yesterday. Of course they're going to go after transparency. They're sitting behind closed doors in Carson City. These are the things that we need to focus on. We need to focus on what's going on at the Washoe County Commission. They're having a meeting right now. The difference is you can be at that meeting. You can take your responsibility and speak to the commission. Why can't we do that at the state legislature? Why is it so different? Because they don't want you there. The governor doesn't want you there. The Democrats don't want you there. Because they don't want to know your opinions. So what does that mean? That means that you call and you email every single day to make sure that the garbage that they're trying to push on everybody doesn't happen. That it doesn't happen. We got gun control. We've got equal rights that are not equal. SJR 8 is still in play. It harms women, religious organizations, medical providers, their rights of conscience. How do you follow all this? Get involved with the different groups. Annie Black has a petition going on. www.openthebuilding.com. Openthebuilding.com. Do what you can. Sign it. Get signed up for her newsletters. Because it's so much more than what the media is presenting to you. This isn't about COVID. It's about control. I've talked many a times about the Great Reset, the big plan, Agenda 2030, Agenda 21. They are going to push everything because they want this all in line in 2025. 2025. This is 21, people. That's just 4 years. You know how much can happen in 4 years. Look at what Biden's done in 2 months. If you think it's bad now, it is only going to get worse. We are going to see more shootings. We are going to see a riot like you have never seen before when the Chauvin case is all said and done. Because that's part of the plan. And it is a plan. It's a psyop to get this group so scared that they can't leave their homes. Have everything delivered. Do whatever the government tells you. Get a shot. Give up your firearms for federal control. That's one of the bills, one of many bills in the Nevada legislature right now to restrict law enforcement even more. So how do they put all of this in place? The technocracy that we're in. They control us through our daily lives with computers. IBM is now partnering with Moderna for the COVID reset. That's what this was all about. It wasn't about a virus. It was about an election. Because Trump was the only thing standing between us and them. But now we know it. So Trump has moved out of the way because more and more every day people are seeing. He pulled back the curtain. You could see how fast he got things done. Promises made, promises kept. Biden, lies made. even more lies kept. That is what people are seeing now. The government could have had illegal immigration solved a long time ago. They could have had voter fraud solved a long time ago. They could have had the economy solved a long time ago. They didn't want that, because that would put the American people in control. So if you don't create havoc, if you don't create fear, what good are they? Welcome to the real world, where you have to decide what's real and what's not, and what to focus on. We've got to focus on our rights. We cannot let every time that there is one psycho out there who goes shooting up the place control everybody's rights. If our Second Amendment goes, that is the only thing that is protecting all of the rest of our rights. That's our right not to get a vaccination. It's our right to live our lives without little cards that tell us what we can and can't do. It's our right to live our lives as we see fit, because they are not given to us by man. They are given to us by our Creator. It says it right there. Think about that. We've got more on the vaccination and the damage that it is doing around the world right after this on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Krispy Kreme is giving away a free donut every day this year if you've got proof you've been vaccinated. We now take you to your subconscious.
A free donut? Maybe they should donate them to less fortunate people.
A free donut a day? You've been dreaming about this your whole life. Eat, eat.
But I don't want to get diabetes.
You got a COVID shot? Now you'll get insulin shots.
Well, yes, but that's a lot of calories.
Screw the calories. You can lose weight when you're dead.
This has been the Donut a Day Battle with your subconscious.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
the Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1.
KKFT.
92.3 FM Talk.
Well, you think I'm a patriot and try to protect the Second Amendment. Somebody who totally outshines me in that arena is my boss, Jerry Evans, Evans Broadcast Company. Jerry, what do you think about what's going on with the shooting?
Well, you know, as we say on Sundays during Gun Talk, using the First Amendment to protect the Second.
Absolutely.
Without the Second, nothing else really matters. I mean, you think about that. That's about the only thing that gives you some sort of comfort, although it can never be too comfortable. Obviously, there's going to be, besides the monstrous spending bills bankrupting the country eventually, the Democrats. In fact, Monica, last week when I spoke at the unpolitically correct named Reno Republican Men's Group, and there were, it's about half men, half women. I said, you know, I wish Republicans would just simply take a lesson from the next 2 years, because every time they get in power, and this has happened during the Bush era, during the Trump era, is learn from the Democrats. They are going to get done every dream that they ever had about socializing America, including confiscating at some point, including outlawing very soon, including registration of firearms very, very soon. Mm-hmm. So, you know, can it be turned around? Yes, it can, but only if you elect the right Republicans, because I still think in our lifetime we're still going to be a two-party system. But we have to stop electing these spineless, weak Republicans. I announced also last week that I'm officially a rhino because I have nothing in common with the elected Republicans. A few of them, yes. First one that comes to mind is Ted Cruz. There are some, Jim Jordan, there are some out there. I mean, you certainly won't find anything in the Democrat Party that is even slightly close to my political leanings. But yeah, besides this insane, fast, however you want to, what analogy you want to use, this fast slide on this trip to hell with Democrats and spending. Now look at what they're going to do with guns, and we've given them, you know, this always happens, but these shootings, which, by the way, that's what I wanted to talk about briefly. Did you notice how there wasn't, you know, that was ancient history that just yesterday 10 people were shot in Boulder, Colorado?
Mm-hmm.
And did you notice how many news organizations identified the shooter as white? Then when his name was found out to be Ahmed al-Aissa, a Muslim, an Islamophobic Muslim, Islamist, did they just drop it? Like, that didn't even happen.
Yep.
But the Democrats will use that. And Facebook, by the way, scrubbed his Facebook page and everything. And I got to tell you, locally, you talk about what you can do locally, and again, this sounds like a sales pitch for the radio station, but if you don't spend it with me, spend it with somebody else. I am inclined to say if I see somebody advertising on television, on an NBC, an ABC, a CBS network, I will make it a point not to do business with that particular. You're feeding the hand that bites you and bites Americans, bites... you don't even have to be a Republican or a Democrat. Just bites Americans because America is being destroyed by the media networks, but in addition to public education, but by these mainstream media outlets. And by the way, I've got a phone call with Fox a little bit later to take them to task, too. Nobody is immune from being stupid these days, apparently, about their reporting of the news as opposed to the agenda of the socialists and the communists and the totalitarians and the Marxists in this country, which are running the country. Hey, by the way, did you like that video of Joe Biden I sent you to?
Yes.
This is the biggest charade, and I'm the person that sent that to me put this as sad, and this isn't. I feel no sadness whatsoever for this pompous, arrogant jackass, the president of the United States. You saw how he treated that farmer in Iowa when he questioned his, you know, his cognitive ability, or he didn't even use those words. It's just, he was just saying, you know, we, not you, but we are getting older. And do you think you're sharp enough to take on this task at your age? Yeah, come on, man. Well, let's do some push-ups. Let's do some running. And that guy, that guy is our president now. And and as you can see, without somebody there either, you know, feeding him information or words into his earpiece, the guy is totally lost. And I feel no remorse or sadness for that individual. But I do. And in fact, I'm even so I get to the point where I think I'm not even sad for me, or we let this happen, this charade, this phony presidency. I feel sadness for my grandchildren, and my children are all adults, but this is...
Well, that's why I'm trying to focus on bringing the truth, and we've got a great guest coming up after the Fox News break. It's Matthew Tregesser.
I can take a hint. Goodbye.
No, I was just telling you, he's with the Federation of American Immigration Reform, FAIR. They're the ones that bring out the fact, and we're going to talk about the border crisis and how it's really affecting us, especially here in Northern Nevada. But take a hint. There goes Jerry Evans. Talk about freedom of speech. We'll be back right after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. What's going on in Northern Nevada is what's going on all around the country. And that is illegals coming into the neighborhoods. We've got a murderer who's, you know, accused of killing four wonderful Nevadans. And it's just, it's been an incredible couple of years. Got a poll question for you. When hiring, which of the following should be considered? Race, religion, gender, weight, education? None of the above. You should be hired because of your qualifications. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Thanks for participating in the poll today. Right now, though, I want to get to our special guest because I want to give him as much time as possible, and that is Dave Ray. Now, Dave is the director of communications for an organization that I've been following for a number of years now. It's called FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform. And Dave's going to talk about two of the House bills that we're looking at right now that's just going to fuel the crisis that we have. But first off, Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, Monica. Great to be with you. Good morning.
First off, I want to ask you, we just had a story through Fox News on how Biden is, you know, again, looking at just throwing our money. It's not our money. It's the government's money. That's how they just, you know, that's how they look at it. It's not hardworking Americans out there. And they're looking at infrastructure. You know, Dave, I look at one of the biggest infrastructure projects ever is getting that southern border wall completed. And what people don't understand is even though they stopped the project, it is under contract and it is still costing the American people hundreds of thousands of dollars every single day it sits idle.
Well, you're absolutely right, Monica. You know, Joe Biden inherited a presidency where the nation was facing two huge crises. One, a health crisis where we've lost more than 500,000 Americans. The other was an economic crisis where we've lost millions of jobs. He has created a self-inflicted head wound by taking a wrecking ball to all of the deterrence that President Trump had in place at the border that had kept illegal alien apprehensions at record lows. He took a wrecking ball to that, destroyed it all, and now we have the biggest wave of illegal immigration the nation has seen in 20 years coming into our country. They are, you know, the border wall, because it's not finished, there are segments where they can just walk right through it. They are being smuggled in. The Mexican drug cartels are making $14 million a day, smuggling upwards to 6,000 illegal aliens into the country. We have 15,000 unaccompanied minors. Our shelters for them are at 500 to 700% over capacity. I mean,
well, yeah, really... and the American taxpayers are paying for that now with billions of dollars, $38 billion being spent on housing in hotels,
right,
when we couldn't even get hotels for our men and women in the military when they were in D.C.
Yeah, I mean, think about this. We have homeless American veterans sleeping in tents all throughout the country, and we are putting up illegal aliens for 2 weeks in hotels. And guess what the first thing they're going to do when they get in that hotel is going to be to pick up the phone and call Central America and say, hey, the smugglers were right. You can get away with it. They'll not only let you in, they'll put you up in a hotel for 2 weeks. And then we're going to send them on a bus to reconnect with family members who are likely illegal aliens elsewhere in the country. This is an outrage. The administration has incentivized illegal immigration to a level I've never seen in my life, and I've been at this for 30 years. And, you know, so what they are right now doing is trying to manage the crisis by making it disappear. In other words, we're going to get people into the country as quickly as possible, away from the border. They're talking about flying people now from Texas to the Canadian border, processing them up there where they're not, where the media isn't, and then letting them go into the interior of the country. People who are making asylum claims, they're being fingerprinted. They're not even being given court dates. They're just being released. Like, these guys are going to just somehow show up in a court somewhere down the road and try to make their asylum claim. I mean, we know about 90% of them would be denied anyways, but it is just such a shell game, and it is a tragedy because we frankly don't know who we're letting in. We do know that some of them, or many of them, are COVID infected.
Yeah.
And now they're traveling throughout our country. And so don't be surprised if we have a fourth wave of COVID, because it's being caused by the Biden border crisis.
So what is Congress doing to stem all of this? They're putting out amnesty. They're putting out
right.
workforce, you know, securities for them, for the
right. Yeah, I mean, so last week, the House and Senate both introduced a bill that would grant mass amnesty to the 14.5 million illegal aliens currently residing in the United States. This is in the middle of a border crisis. They're putting this type of legislation out. And you'd think people in Central America don't see that. Late last week, they passed two amnesty bills, smaller measures. One of them grants amnesty to about 3 million illegal aliens already in the country, some of whom arrived here as children, others who were here on temporary protected status, which is a status that you get if you're in the United States and there's some sort of catastrophe back home. And then they went and passed a second amnesty bill for farm workers. So covers about 1.5 million illegal alien farm workers. So we've passed an amnesty now for 4.5 million people in the middle of an economic crisis where Americans can't find jobs, where jobs that did exist have been destroyed, and the country is reeling from COVID. I mean, what is the logic behind this? I mean, I like to tell people the good news is the president has finally admitted that there's a crisis at the border. The bad news is it's the president of Mexico who
yeah.
made that statement, not our president, because this is becoming an enormous problem for Mexico because the cartels are already almost impossible to deal with, and they're making $14 million a day off of human smuggling. And so it's going to make it more difficult for the Mexican government to deal with them, and with the money that we're putting in their pocket, they're just becoming more dangerous.
Well, and just the whole thought of the smuggling. I mean, how many lives have been lost just in the last month from three horrific accidents?
Right. Well, if you think about what happened in Southern California, it was less than 2 weeks ago. They cut a hole in a border fence. They had taken an SUV that was meant for eight people. They packed 25 people in there. They're speeding up the highway. They cut, you know, drive through the border fence, speeding up the highway, slam into a tractor trailer. Half the people in that SUV were killed, tragically. $10,000 a person. That was $250,000 worth of human beings being smuggled up the road. Now, the second part of the story is that there was another SUV following them that had 15 people being smuggled. It burst into flames driving up the road. Thankfully, they all escaped. But the point is that when you incentivize illegal immigration, it's not only destabilizing for the United States because we are not equipped to be receiving 6,000 illegal aliens a day, but it also destabilizes and hurts people because they take stupid risks that they shouldn't be taking.
Yeah.
And if they would come to the United States legally, then they wouldn't be subjected to the type of rape and torture that you hear about at the hands of the cartels. They wouldn't be packed into vans that are packed to 25 people. They would be walking through the front door and be welcomed into the United States. Instead, they have been incentivized to take risks that are dangerous to them and dangerous to us, frankly, because we don't know who these people are. They could have a criminal record longer than my leg, but we don't know because they're sneaking in.
Trust me, Dave, we know here in Northern Nevada because 4 Nevadans up here in Northern Nevada were murdered by an illegal. And, they had hired him at some point to work for him. He just wanted drug money. This is what I think every community in America has to deal with. But the media focuses on, during the Trump administration, kids in cages that were put there by the Obama administration. And now they're even more overcrowded and they don't do anything. The media completely covers it up for the Biden administration. And what you were saying about the lives being lost, remember the photo of the man and his daughter laying face down in the water because they drowned? How many times a day for months on end did we see that picture? And yet nobody remembers that after that first car accident, there was another car accident a week later and 8 people died. It just goes away once it's announced.
Right. So the gentleman with his young daughter with their face, flat next to the river, that was a tragedy that the media blamed on Trump because he had cracked down on illegal immigration, whereas actually we have a very generous legal immigration system that allows in more than 1 million people a year, and people who want to skirt the laws, they take sometimes very unwise risks. And that was an example of somebody who tried to swim across a river that they couldn't swim across. But the bottom line is that, think about this statement. This is the top dog, the top chief of all immigration enforcement, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, just a few weeks ago said to the world's would-be illegal immigrants, "It's not that we don't want you to come, it's that we don't want you to come now." And why would you put out an invitation like that to would-be illegal immigrants? According to the law, we don't want them to come. They're not supposed to come here illegally. They're supposed to come here through the legal immigration system. And, the president of Mexico is calling President Biden the migration president because he has started this mass movement of people, and they won't admit that it's a problem, although everyone around them, including Democrats along the border, are saying this is a crisis and our communities are in crisis. Yeah. And they won't admit it's a problem, but they've created it and they own it, hook, line, and sinker.
Hey, Dave, I got to take a quick break. Can you hold on for just a moment? And we'll be back to wrap this up with how people can make a difference and help FAIR.
You got it.
All right. Stick around. We'll be right back after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Oh, it would be awesome right now.
A puppy party.
It would be even more awesome.
A puppy that stays a puppy forever.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1FMTalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
All right, we got to wrap this up with Dave Ray, who is the communications director with FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Dave, we have a situation here in Northern Nevada where, ranchers and farmers love to use illegals because they work harder than anybody else. They're not lazy, but, they can literally get away with murder. And I mean that in all sincerity. How do average Americans help to get this problem stopped?
Well, FAIR has been around for more than 40 years. We are the nation's premier immigration watchdog group. We are located right here in Washington, D.C., and we are representing the interests of the American people every day. You can check us out on the web at fairus.org. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, so all donations to FAIR are tax deductible. But we need to make sure that our members of Congress know that surrendering our national sovereignty and giving our country away is not okay with us. And that sometimes giving employers unfettered access to cheap, exploitable labor results in the loss of innocent lives in this country. There are plenty of ag programs that these farmers can use to bring in workers through legal channels to do seasonal work. And so resorting to the use of illegal immigrants in agriculture, while most of the workers are legal, there is a significant number that are. That is not acceptable, and it is not the way to do business and not the way to show love for country.
All right. So make sure you get on to fairus.org and do your part. Dave, thank you so much for your team, and I know we're going to have some great interviews next week. Appreciate your time today, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Oh, yes, I'd love to.
Thank you so much. All right, there goes Dave Ray. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this Fox News update, including business, on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.